Does sports betting belong in baseball? Does sports betting belong in sports? Does sports betting compromise the integrity of the game? Those are just some of the topics I'm going to get into. Welcome to the Neighborhood Bullpen. I'm your host, Matt Goodchild, and I'm here to talk to you today about gambling, sports betting, and does it belong in sports? Before 2018, there were only four states that legalized sports betting, and they were Delaware, Nevada, Montana, and Oregon. The Supreme Court recently lifted a 26-year-old ban on sports betting, which means that it's up to each state to determine whether they want it or not. Connecticut, Colorado, Delaware, Indiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia are probably the first states that are going to legalize sports betting. However, states like Alaska, Hawaii, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah are probably going to be the last ones to legalize it. Ever since the COVID-19 pandemic hit, the American economy has not been doing very well. And with sports going on, there's one glaring issue that can clearly be fixed, and that's allowing gambling on sports to be legal. I mean, it could create such a huge financial impact on a team. It's crazy. According to the perspective, sports betting could create between 125,000 and 152,000 jobs. That's huge. Just for sports gambling, which is primarily online. According to Eilers and Cressick Gaming, in 2017, they estimate between $2.5 to $3 billion was profited by illegal sports bettors in the U.S. They also made a realistic best-case scenario for regulated sports betting, and they came up with a 32-state plan that by 2023 would produce $6 billion in annual revenue. Most of illegal sports betting is done online. If an American tech company created a safe and incompromisable way to wager on professional sports, they would be dipping into a massive profit margin. That's the issue, though. With high risk comes high reward. Nothing is guaranteed. My other friend, Brian, he's an avid gambler, so I asked him a couple questions about what he thought about the subject.
My life was pretty boring until I turned to sports betting. I haven't looked back since. Have I lost a lot of money? Yes. But I've also made a lot of bad bets.
In a 2014 New York Times interview, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver was questioned about FanDuel and his relationship to sports betting. Here's what he said.
Absolutely, even more so, because
why?
I think what's going on with Daily Fantasy just demonstrates how much pent-up interest there is in a legal format to participate and engage with our games. I mean, whether that's viewed as fantasy or viewed as technically gambling, I think that's a legislative distinction.
I understand why a company hasn't come on top of this yet, because illegal sports betting has been going on forever. There hasn't been one perfect sports book, because from one reason or another, eventually it all falls through, whatever the case may be. However, if a company found a way to correct those things, I think it could be massive for the sports and economic world. My friend Jamie Waterdale referred to himself as a degenerate in regards to his sports betting habits. Here's what he said in regards to betting on the Atlanta Braves.
With COVID-19 looming over our heads, sports betting has been a real stress reliever for me. I'm a huge Braves fan, and I've been hammering them, and so far it's worked out for me.
It's currently a great time to be a baseball fan because the World Series is going on right now. It's between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Rays haven't been there for quite a while. Now, the Dodgers are that team this year. They had the best record in the National League. Their record was 43-17, and it was three games better than the Rays. However, they always seem to come up on the short end of the stick. The Dodgers lost a World Series in 2017 and 2018, but now they return after beating the Atlanta Braves down 3-1 in the National League Championship Series. Now, this Tampa Bay offense is led by Randy Arozarena and Manuel Margot, while Rosarena is most of that duo. He's batting .281, and he was an American League Championship Series MVP. The main storyline of Game 1 is the pitchers. Tyler Glasnow with a 4.08 ERA versus Clayton Kershaw, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but is notoriously bad in the playoffs. He has an ERA of 2.16. The Rays are hitting .174 with runners in scoring position this postseason and .190 in general, so poor offense. They're more known for their better pitching. Rosarena is basically their entire team, so depending on how he does and how well he hits, that's how well the Rays are going to play. Now, I'm looking for Nick Anderson, the Rays closer, to have a really big World Series performance. He's one of the game's best relief pitchers. His regular season ERA is .55, 16 innings pitched, and 26 strikeouts with 3 walks. He's only allowed 2 runs in 16 innings, and he was a great pickup for the Rays last offseason. He came from the Marlins, and even last year, he had 21.5 innings pitched with 41 strikeouts. So, solid pickup by the Rays. Let's see if it works out for him. However, in the postseason, he has not been playing that well. He hasn't struck out any of the last 24 batters that he has hit or that he has pitched against. And in Game 7 against the Astros, he threw 22 pitches and not a single swing and miss. So very scary for Rays fans. What's interesting about this World Series is that neither team has even played on this field before. Rangers Stadium, Globe Life Field is brand new. This is the first time the World Series has ever been at a neutral site. Led by a strong dugout, the Dodgers beat the Rays in Game 1 of the World Series 8-3. So, in review, sports gambling is beneficial because it's good for the economy. It'll create massive state tax revenue. It'll create over 100,000 new jobs. It'll welcome a larger audience. It'll be safer than shady online bookies who could scam you. With more regulations and rules on sports betting, this will allow help to those who struggle with their gambling addiction. In conclusion, watching live sports is fun, but the rush and excitement can be intensified if money's on the line. Sports gambling is the future. Thank you for listening to the Neighborhood Bullpen. I'll see you guys next week.